Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Now, of course, I want you to holler at me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. I know some of you won't call me, and as I always say, day after day, week after week, email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, and as my co-host Mr. J would say from time to time, he will take some pictures also. I mean, he still, as he recovers from his vagina eating accident, he still is asking for the pictures. I'm just relaying the message. Don't shoot the messenger. Anyway, you can hit us up on Facebook page, The Smooth Drama Show. Anywhere you Google Smooth Drama, you find Smooth Drama. Add me, add us, and we'll talk back to you, because we're nice and kind like that. And we're all about the people, our people. Stalking. Our people being stalked. I mean, we were stalked and had our shit stolen back in ancient Kemet. And as you know, everything we've invented, they steal. But I'm not talking about stealing inventions or anything like that. It's like, it's kind of funny. Lena Dunham, who is the creator of the show Girls on HBO, she had a problem. Apparently she likes black men. Unfortunately, the black men that she's gone after, in particular, quote-unquote stars, have not reciprocated the love. Case in point, Lena Dunham, she went after Drake. Way back in 2013, where she talked about she missed the opportunity to connect with Drake after he presumably ignored the chance for a one-on-one conversation with her for Interview Magazine. Light-skinned brother. Not particularly the hardest cat. But I guess she wasn't looking for hard. She liked that soft ice cream. Anyway, her latest pursuit of chocolate came with Odell Beckham Jr., who she went on Twitter and implied that Odell Beckham Jr. ignored her at an event because she wasn't fuckable. And, I saw it and I immediately start laughing, because as most folks know and highly suspect, Odell Beckham Jr. is not a connoisseur of the ladies. I mean, he hasn't come out of the closet or anything. That it is all speculation. But in all the interviews and videos that I've seen of this brother, he is very male-centric. I'm not going to say gay. And when I say gay, I would say that he's very happy. In the very dictionary sense of the word of gay, he's very happily gay. Like, he's gay and happy. Like, I'm happy, so happy. I'm happy, happy, happy. And very male-centric. He hangs with a lot of guys, as a lot of sports people do. And he and his entourage, they all seem very male-centric. Not to get off the subject, but, I mean, you know, Lena Dunham starts off talking about, you know, she goes after Drake. He didn't want a one-on-one with her. Well, you know, light-skinned dudes don't normally get with white women. Like, I mean, you know, generally light-skinned dudes, it's like a light-skinned black woman or dark-skinned black woman. So they that contrast. Either they going to go for the same or they're going to contrast all the way. You may have been a little bit too light for Drake, and it's like, honestly, you know, for a lot of black men, you may not have had enough junk in the trunk. And I think Lena Dunham may have underestimated the fact that, I mean, yeah, you're not fuckable to one Drake because you probably didn't have enough junk in the trunk for him, because he did date Serena Williams. Now he's dating Rihanna. I mean, he dated a lot of people, but I'm guessing with all the groupies running up on him, just a plain old, and not to say Lena Dunham is not attractive in some way to someone. She doesn't come across like, yeah, I got to hit that. I mean, in what I've seen of her, it's like, I don't think that she has an inordinate amount of guys chasing after her to hit that. But that is besides the point. You know, you may be picking the wrong people, Miss Dunham. You know, Odell Beckham Jr. may not have thought you were fuckable because he's very male-centric. And I'm guessing somebody probably told her that after the fact because she tried to retract her words. like, girl, you picking on the gay dude. Why you like the gay black men? But, yeah. I mean, male-centric black men. Yeah, very male-centric black men. Lena Dunham. Next time, you should just, you know, don't go for the celebrities. I mean, because quite honestly, for celebrity black men, you're probably not going to be fuckable because you don't have time to be a groupie. I've documented well my thoughts on groupieism as a job. Groupieism is a hard-ass job. I mean, the fact that all the dicks you have to suck just to get to who you're trying to get to for the opportunity to beat out all the other groupies. It's hard work. And I don't think you, Miss Dunham, is ready for that. They got them at every port, and these girls is working hard, and they got the skills to pay the bills, and you're like, yeah, but you know, I do the show Girls, which probably none of these cats watch ever, and probably nobody that they know watches ever. Not to dish the show, but yeah, it's probably not watched by a majority of the testosterone male-centric or female-centric males. I don't know. I'm tired of talking about her. If you want some chocolate, you probably want to just, like, go to a regular place and just get there about 12:30. Club, especially in California, club closes about 1:30. There's an hour of them looking at you, and then after everybody's made that last choice, then you can, because I know she's probably thinking, well, look, I'm rich, I'm fucked, come on. But you may have to lower your levels and maybe stop going for the gay, I mean, male-centric chocolate. My advice. Anyway, on the Colin Kaepernick bandwagon, as stated earlier this week, he is now the possessor of the number one selling jersey in America, for the most hated man in America, allegedly. Maybe they're buying on the burner, but I'm guessing not. Brandon Marshall, linebacker of the Super Bowl champion Denver Broncos, has jumped on that same bandwagon and is kneeling down now. And the funny thing that the female soccer player Rapinoe, who kneeled down at the soccer game, they decided to circumvent it. And so not to give her the chance to do it, they decided they were going to go ahead and just, we're going to do the national anthem before the teams come out. Which is funny as hell. She planned on taking the knee during the anthem. But the Washington Spirit of the women's soccer league decided, you know, we're going to do the national anthem before the athletes come out, which is kind of unprecedented. You know, they normally wait on that, but they're like, you know what? We're not going to have it. They're not going to protest us. You're not going to protest the national anthem. We're not going to give you a chance. We're going to play it before anybody is ready or sitting down or even in the stadium. Although, I'm a guess, not the stereotype or anything, but we know white people are normally prompt to be at the stadium. So they were there early. So they obviously was playing and they know their audience, so everybody was there. And they all got to stand, and by the time Rapinoe came out, they were all done. So she had nothing to protest. They're like, see, we took care of that for you, haters. But I do have a hater of the week. Speaking of that, John Tortorella, who is the head coach of the Team USA Hockey, he came out and he said, look, if you want to refuse to stand for the national anthem, you're going to sit the whole game. He did this on the interview on ESPN. He said they asked him about the Kaepernick protest, and he said, if any of my players sit down on the bench for the national anthem, they will sit there the rest of the game. Period. You know, no big. Just, I'm going to sit you if you want to express your right to stop oppression. Because, you know, stopping oppression ain't all that cool to the majority of the population, right? Well, especially not for Tortorella. Not that we'll be watching the World Cup of hockey. I didn't even know there was a World Cup of hockey. Now I do. So if it's on TV, I'll make sure not to watch it. Unless they decide that somebody is like, you know what, bench me. I don't care. It'd be interesting if all the players took a knee. It was like, you're not going to have any team, now what? That would be funny as hell. I doubt it's going to happen, but it's a thought. I think it's a great thought, but no, it's not going to happen. But I'm of the belief here that even more so, when you see what's happening with the Kaepernick protests and how others are joining in and all the negativity that was predicted has not happened, because for the most part, folks understand the oppression and see that's what is not being highlighted. The fact that Kaepernick has the number one selling jersey and that all this supposed venom that's out there, it's not out there because the populace knows what's right and what's wrong for the most part. And the only people who are spitting venom are the folks who are for that oppression, the minority. The majority of folks ain't down for that shit. And it's become quite apparent because you don't get to be number one if nobody's down for you. So, or maybe it's just black folks have more buying power than was previously believed or thought of. It's unprecedented to them that this could happen. Not really a shock to me. I mean, because it always reminds me of the early days of rap, or hell, even now, because J. Cole was platinum without radio play, with no quote-unquote features. And hip-hop has always had, you know, your N.W.A., your Ice Cubes, all these brand Nubian platinum acts, Tribe Called, they platinum acts with no radio play. So, do you really need mainstream? I don't think so, but that's up for everybody else to determine. In the meanwhile, I'm going to break here. This is Ross Kos. If and then, don't be mad at me.
No peace. Verbally, I'm taking off from the baseline with my nothing. Your out when you got no time left on some Highlander shit. Cause son, they can only be one. And they're just flying faster than Ronald served two of these patties on the sesame seed bun. Real thorough. Da-doom-doom-doom. I want to give it to you all night long, just like the Mary Jane girls. A bloodstained world emanates from my nostrils. I pull bitches like a hamstring and take out an MC like a tonsil. With 80 stories built in horizontal. Within the confines of 33 lines in the margin, mentally squabbling. See, every time my lips part, it's a million man margin. My heart is a pit with a billion skinheads monster. Daily, I walk through hell smelling like Chanel before for thrill. I roll with my clique like paraplegic. Confrontation, conversation, catch 22 exclamation. But the explanation was deeper than a Louis Leakey excavation. Hoes and making peace with the enemy is blasphemy. Guess we got some nuts hanging in between like a motherfucking drag queen. But don't nobody want to test, though. The niggas is testful. When I put the lead to your hand like that.
It's okay, all that, please. You know what I'm saying? Take a shot. If you don't want a motherfucker talking to you, you want to say good. I ain't taking shit to go. Fear me.
Yo, what was you talking about?
If it's just ain't shit but holes and tricks, then niggas ain't shit but holes with dicks. If it's just ain't shit but holes and tricks, then niggas ain't shit but holes with dicks. If it's just ain't shit but holes and tricks, then niggas ain't shit but holes with dicks. If it's just ain't shit but holes.
Your host, Mr. F the N-word. That was Roscoe. If then. Anyway, I'm not even gonna go into that. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Woo! So y'all know every now and again. I have a dumb ass of the week, and I thought that I had a dumb ass of the week that was like great, because there was this one guy who went to jail. He robbed the bank. You know, I talked about, I think it was last month or so, talked about this guy this woman who robbed the bank, because I guess the streets of Colorado is so rough, I wanted to go to jail. This dude robbed the bank so that he can get away from his wife. He just robbed the bank, said they got into an argument. He, like, robbed the bank and sat down so the police can arrest him. And I was like, that's, because at first I was like, is that hate? Like, I hate her so much, I'm going to go to jail so I can get away from her. Which, I mean, for me, it's like, I'm going to go to jail to get away from somebody. That is some serious ass hate. Or it's really, really dumb, because you're going to go to jail to get away from her when you can just, like, leave her. You're going to go in there with the real criminal. Dude's trying to hit it every other night. I don't know. But I guess that some folks can just drive you to that insanity. Anyway. That didn't apply for me, because I found a dumbass of the week that not only was dumb, I mean, it made me throw up in my mouth like twice. You know, I've been made to throw up in my mouth before, but this dumbass made me throw up in my mouth twice. And whether or not you agree, you let me know. Oklahoma woman, a mother. Was charged with incest for marrying her daughter earlier this year. Patricia Ann Spann and her daughter, Misty Velvet Dawn Spann, got married. you know, under state law, marriage to a close relative is considered incest, regardless of whether a sexual relationship exists. Okay, staving off the throw up here. They also found that she married her son in 2008. But he filed for an annulment 15 months later, citing incest. I guess now I can, because I don't have too many words. I'm just going to go with the intro of the dumbass of the week. Yeah. Because, yeah, that's all I got on that one. I don't, you married your daughter after you married your son. Dumbass of the week. Most repugnant of the week. Maybe of this century. When you marrying your kids. I mean, I couldn't even get through the details. It was like there were some details of where they found out a welfare checkup or something like that. It was like, Yeah. I'm going to move on. Talk about what I really want to talk about. I just, you know, for the sake of dumbass of the week, I'm going to say this, though. I don't think we're going to find anything dumber than that in a long time. That's extra special. Maybe it's dumb, maybe it's not, but that is extra special. And now you see why I said I threw up in my mouth twice. I had to rinse it out. It was awful. Stalking. You know how I feel about stalking. I mean, we have a very stalker-centric society. As I was talking about Odell Beckham Jr. being male-centric. This is a very stalker-centric society. Y'all know social networks, your phone. You know, folks give up. Because folks give up their information. Like, hey, I'm here. Hey, I'm here. Hey, I'm here. Because you want everybody to know, including your stalkers, where you are at all times. I don't necessarily think smart idea, but hey, I guess it's not my life, it's yours. But, you know, from Facebook check-ins, your phone check-ins, folks Twitter, you know, posting pictures. I mean, people post pictures of their food that they cook, where they cooked it. I mean, it's way too much information out there. Now, come to find out, Rob Fuller, a security engineer for RF Industries, he's able to get usernames and passwords from locked computers using a USB device loaded with a hacking app called Responder. You know, of course, as most folks know, that your passwords are encoded, but if it's in another person's possession, it can be stolen. And there are many. One costs $155, but the other, the Hack 5 Turtle, costs only $50. And the computers share the login credentials with them because they recognize the devices as trusted Ethernet adopters. Now, think about this for a second. We're not curing cancer. We're not curing colds. But, you know, I mean, we can't even fix clean water. But these will find different ways to invent shit to steal from you, to break into your Now, maybe I'm wrong. I'm being a little overbearing with it, whatnot. But let's just look at it. an app that can steal your PC's login. Where is the good in that? Somebody please tell me. Is there any good in the fact that you can steal somebody's login? What's the benefit to society? I'm still waiting. I don't think there's anybody who can say, yeah, you know what? Yeah, that's good because, you know, just in case you want to steal somebody's login so you can steal somebody's computer. So there's a bunch of folks that now, it used to be they steal your computer, and if you got a login, they shit out of luck. There's nothing they can do now. From $200 to $50, $50 to $200, they can get this app and get your login and steal your stuff right on time for the Christmas season. It is September, so shout out to the people down there in that bullshit industry, and to the engineers. A real, real positive shout out to the engineer that made something that can steal from people. You are a quality human being. Who should get the Nobel Dickhead Prize? Supreme Nobel Dickhead Prize. You are Hemorrhoid the Leader. That's not enough, you know. Facebook is testing the highlights of what your friends are talking about. As y'all know, you know, there's the feed. You can follow folks. You can unfollow folks. Facebook got the new experimental feature, which shows you the status updates you might have missed otherwise. So just in case you miss your opportunity to stalk whoever the hell you're stalking online, Facebook gives you the opportunity to. And I say stalk because there's, you say, like 95% of the people who are on Facebook or any of these social networks, you know, they're interested in some of the people that they know. But then there's those 5% who don't really know you well. You may have worked with them, passed them day or night. You may have had a conversation like 3-4 years ago, you don't really know. If they walk by you, be like, oh, that's, I used to work with them. But they're on your page all the time. They know all kinds of stuff about you. And as I said earlier, social networks give you the opportunity to stalk whoever, whenever, however, no matter where they're at. In the United States of America or Kansas, whichever one is closer. You know, I just like saying that for some reason. It makes no sense, but I do. Anyway, stalkerism. I mean, because we're a stalkerist society. I've talked about it before. And, I mean, we're making apps where we can steal folks' stuff. Hacking is at an all-time high. I mean, folks stealing your information, whatnot, and then you just have them folks that just, I got to be in your business. You know, people who are your friends just so they can look at your pictures and jerk off from time to time. I'm actually not playing, because I'm gonna take an educated guess that happens probably a little bit more than most folks want to admit to. But yeah, stalking. And while we're stalking, real stuff happens. Like real stuff happens. Like here in Oakland, the 12 police officers who were involved in the sex scandal. And if you don't know anything about it, there was a sex scandal where 4 officers were having sex with a minor at the time. Celeste Wap, who apparently they were passing her around. Now, she says that she had sex with over 30 officers. I think she was like 14 or 15 at the time when they were passing her around. Four officers who were involved in the sexual misconduct scandal will be fired. Seven more suspended without pay. And one other one, which makes 12, is going to be disciplined also. What he's supposedly going to receive counseling and more training. But I'm like, why four? But seven are suspended without. I mean, look, if they're prostituting out a little girl, they should just be fired, right? Last time I checked. Hoeing out teenagers. And upholding the law. And I'm not trying to, you know, because you try not to generalize everyone. Because like that, though. If they weren't cops, they would be dicks in whatever profession they were in. But they probably wouldn't have the power to subjugate a little girl and make her their sex slave. Man, I mean, they were charged with attempted sexual assault, engaging in lewd conduct in public, assisting in the crime of prostitution, assisting in the evading arrest for the crime of prostitution, accessing police databases for personal gain, lying to investigators, failing to report allegations of a minor having sex with officers, and bringing disrepute to the police department. Yeah. And so the investigation also found that they discovered that Celeste Watt was involved in sex work but did not provide her formal resources because they basically wanted to fuck her. And the seven officers who were facing suspicion, they did not report the allegations or they accessed databases or brought disrepute to the department, meaning they took advantage of the opportunity so that they can do that to somebody else. Cause they bastards like that. They poured over 78,000 pages of social media accounts and 28,000 text messages. WAP met many officers on social media. Many officers on social media. I mean, can you get any more criminal than that? I ain't talking about that social media. Officers using the database so that they could take advantage of other Celeste Guaps of the world. Maybe they weren't minors, but other folks in the database that may have had something that they can leverage, but they're only facing suspension. I mean, because obviously there's a whole lot more where that came from, but that's not being released. We just know four of them being fired, and they say they may face prosecution. We know how that goes. I mean, it's kind of Groundhog Day. The only officer that was like fired and charged was the one that killed the white kid, the unarmed white kid. Not that you'd be shocked by that, but I mean, yeah, it's good to have justice, but it seems like that justice is kind of skewed some kind of way, which coincidentally would make you feel some kind of way as people say nowadays, or get all up in their feelings. Yeah. But, I mean, I'll say at least there's justice being done. The fact that not all of them are being fired, though, and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law is very disheartening, as always. But when it comes to the criminal justice system, is there anything that they don't do that's disheartening? It seems to be par for the course. They have to be disheartening or shit, it wouldn't work, right? I mean, whew. Oh no, I mean, every time. Special. On that note, I'm going to break. This is a median off the Strange Fruit Project. Special. Your host, Mr. F the N-word. That was Median off the Strange Fruit Project. Special. speaking to special, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Wells Fargo in the building. They got fined $185 million for opening illegal accounts. Bet you ain't hear about this one. They opened up all these accounts to boost their sales targets. The $180 million will go to regulators. I'm like, why do regulators get $180 million? And the $5 million will go to the customers. It would seem that it should be $180 million to go to the customers and the $5 million to the regulators. So the people who are wronged, the pennies, and the people who found it get all the money. But I digress. Supposedly, what the regulators found was that these cats were signing up customers for more than 2 million deposit and credit card accounts. The employees were issuing debit cards without customers' knowledge, even creating fake email addresses to unknowingly sign up customers to online banking services. Now, Wells Fargo said it set up an independent review of its sales practices dating back to 2011 and had taken disciplinary actions, including termination of managers and team members who acted counter to our values. Now, you think about that for a second. Now, they're creating accounts, assigning credit to folks, credit cards, debit cards, and signing you up for services you don't even know nothing about. You're like, hold on, what credit card? And you don't get alerted because it's to an email address that you did not create. Once again, $180 million goes to the regulators. I mean, but if Wells Fargo set up an independent review of its sales practices, why are the regulators getting $180 million? And the customers who are wrong, I mean, your credit destroyed in some cases, I'm guessing. But you're sitting up there like, hold on, what the hell are you talking about? I owe whatever. It's like you're looking at your credit. It's like you done paid all your stuff. You're like, my credit should be like, bam, bam, bam. Nope. Your credit is 218. You're like, why am I at 218? You got like 14 credit cards. Wells Fargo, you don't even bank at Wells Fargo. These fools have opened you up. See what Stalking Society is all about? They're creating email addresses in your name. That's kind of hot, huh? That's what's hot in the streets out here. And if that ain't hot enough in the streets for you, talking about what rich people do. As most people know about the Zika outbreak, that latest disease that's created in the laboratory to kill poor people. Your Congress has blocked the Zika funding bill because, well, they wanted to prevent Planned Parenthood in Puerto Rico, of all places, from receiving new funding to fight the spread of the virus, which can be sexually transmitted. Now, as a conspiracy theorist, I have a two-fold theory on this. One, they're trying to block on the Zika. I mean, they don't care about Zika. I mean, obviously, until it's affecting people in their family, it's not important. So them blocking the Zika funding bill is just basically so they can get something thrown their way so they can get some extra money. Funding by you and I, of course. And the blocking the Planned Parenthood in Puerto Rico just basically means, yeah, we don't want y'all protected from a sexually transmitted disease that we created. We want you to go ahead on and spread it. Because, hell, if you all die, then we can make Puerto Rico the 51st state and we can all move there because it's beautiful, allegedly. You know, gentrification. You let all the natives die, then you come down to the island and make it beautiful. It's kind of how gentrification works. Let them tear it all to hell, make sure all the conditions are right for them to all die. And then once they die, then you move in and take it. That's kind of happened here in the United States before. I've heard that it happened, allegedly. You know, like Native Americans kind of all died. And then you move into their spot. And smallpox just mysteriously got them. So, I mean... Now, and I don't know if any of y'all know when people talk about smallpox and whether folks will dispute it. Talking about the blankets that were given out with smallpox on them. So, you know, George Washington himself used the smallpox against the British. They were injecting... And they were using smallpox to kill off the British. He admits it. He talks about it. It's one of the war strategies. So to once they beat the British, to use it against the Native Americans, it would have been child's play. Because you kind of perfected it. And so, as you can see, the evolution of genetic warfare, biochemical warfare. So, we had AIDS, and that wasn't good enough. Not enough people dying of it. So, now we have Zika, which... coincidentally is sexually transmitted. Coincidentally. That way, because if y'all don't want to be around each other enough, it's like, well, just in case you have some casual sex, you can get it too. If we can't get it to the mosquitoes to you, well, and you notice how it's in certain areas where it's people that they want to get rid of, which is why I point out that they block it, Planned Parenthood in Puerto Rico. Yeah, not a coincidence in my book. But whether or not you believe it, it's up to you. And just in case you wanted to find out whether or not it was happening, you wouldn't be able to because they take care of themselves. And when I say they, I'm talking about the rich and wealthy crime criminals. Case in point, I don't know if anybody knows about Bridgegate, which was a little scandal up in the New Jersey area involving New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and his allies. Well, a federal appeals court said prosecutors in that George Washington Bridge Lane closing scandal need not disclose the names of unindicted co-conspirators to the news media. Now, by 3-0 vote, the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia ruled on Wednesday that the names were not subject to any First Amendment or common law right of public access. But to be clear, the decision was overruled. Well, not the decision overruled a lower court judge's order in May requiring disclosure of the names. See, so the lower court judge was like, yeah, they some goddamn criminals. And everybody needs to know that they some goddamn criminals. Whereas the Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia, who probably got a little extra vacation money, and if you plan on going to Bahamas or Jamaica or any other islands down there, you'll probably see a couple of them cats with that extra money that they got or allegedly. In their own offshore accounts that we don't know nothing about. And they don't know nothing about. But it seems to be there. They don't need to be disclosed. No names. You're an unindicted co-conspirator. Meaning you're somebody who paid your way out of it. Nobody needs to know what you did. How you did it, why you did it. and what this is for, if you didn't know, they were accused of, and I'm gonna say, William Baroni, who was a former deputy executive director of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, and Bridget Ann Kelly, the former Chris Christie deputy chief of staff. They were accused of arranging the September 2013 shutdown of bridge access lanes in Fort Lee, New Jersey, causing several days of gridlock to punish Fort Lee's Democratic mayor for not endorsing the successful reelection of Christie, a Republican. So he was like, oh, you ain't going to support me? Well, fuck your district up. I mean, how petty is that? I mean, that is some shit that you hear happening in elementary school. Well, you don't like me? Okay. Then you can't get by here. Nobody can go nowhere until you apologize for not liking me. Bitch ass. I mean, that is some bitch ass. Yes. I mean, can you get more bitch ass than that? Blocking a lane. Regular folks trying to get to work. You're punishing the regular people to quote unquote punish him because he's got to deal with the calls. Because your bitch ass couldn't take that he wouldn't endorse you. Did I say bitch ass? Yeah, I said bitch ass. Whew, it's amazing how petty these individuals are. And the fact that you can't say their names. You can't say their names to shame all their bitch asses. It's damn criminal. It's damn criminal. But that's the world we live in. We can do shit to poor people in the name of petty feud just because you didn't get your way. Chris Christie. Just call him Krispy Kreme. And on that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. I am Mr. F the N-Word, and this is another Smooth Drama production. And I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drummer.